News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, David McKernan. David McKernan from Biovest, formerly of Java Republic. Welcome to the programme. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Great to talk to you, David. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I just want to bring you back a bit and remind our listeners about your early days growing up in Selbridge School in King's Hospital. Your father was very active in the sales world, and I often wondered how big an influence was your dad and his career on your own career.
Yeah, he absolutely everything. Amazing. He was in business 34 years. It was a Guinness company, and my brothers are two great brothers, and the joke was that my dad had set up Java Republic, so everywhere we went, he would always be introduced, handshake, eye contact, and we were all born with that. It's a people skill thing, and it's natural. And then you get the mother side of it, which is, you know, it's just we're people. There's three brothers, and we're all around folks around people.
Yeah.
But my dad had he was the one who told me, Bobby, when you and I were in beauties, he was the one who was pushing me, get out, do your own thing. And he looked at a peanut business for me. This is going back 25 years ago. And the biggest influence you could ever have from my dad.
It also, does it not, gives you the, I suppose, the being around people like around your dad, John, about the importance of sales, and really that in any business, you should always be selling. That's certainly what it teaches me.
Yeah, he had a great, you know, he's still alive, by the way.
I know that, yeah.
He's living in Selbridge. It's hard to talk about him because, you know, it's this lockdown, and, you know, we're losing so many people around us. But he had this great ability to talk to the guy in the cellar. You have it as well, by the way. And he would talk to the owner, and he would talk to the directors, and he got great sense of either pride or passion out of people, other people giving him a lift back. And it's the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably more important now than ever. But it was confidence. I think I was born confident. It was a great thing to, you know, we went to great schools. King's was a fantastic school. I was lucky. It was Luke and I was born up. And by the way, we ended up in Selbridge and then ended up in Malahide. So I've had a very lucky, the schools were fantastic. And the confidence was built by both parents.
Do you look back, David, in your Bewley's days, and you were there around the same time as me, I think for about the same length of time as I was. When you look at Bewley's now and your experience there, going in there as a young fella, just out of school, it was the hard school of knocks, but a great school of learning.
Yeah, look, you and I have both huge regard for Paddy Campbell and Patrick Bewley, what he did for me, and the guy Tom Brennan. I was very naive, I was very immature going up, but I got into the coffee world, and I know you were on the harder end of it, which was the cafes. And like
the one that used to lose all the money.
Fresh. Yeah, we made it all, as you know. We were like, Patrick had this vision, and it was just he had nearly a monopoly run at it, because Robert Roberts owned the market, and we made so much money so fast. I was on an amazing journey of 12 fabulous years, and you know, I look back, and again, the lucky breaks in my life, everything has come. I said it to somebody this morning, 60-70% of my life has been lucky, because, you know, I left school. I was the only one who left. I think I was the only one who wanted to get a job out of school. And there was 80 or 90 kids, and I got that break. I came second. I shouldn't have got the job, because it was a horrendous interview, a number of them. But just the way I was, I just was, you know, I told them what I thought, and, you know, got the break. I found coffee, and I never drank coffee before in my life. And, you know, what a story.
And you've always been very competitive, David, even outside of business with your tennis and, you know, anything you put your mind to. Do you think that competitiveness, how important do you rank that in relation to success in business?
Well, look, I've got a new partner in life called Hillard Lombard, and it's BFS. I don't want to correct you, Bobby, but it's BFS, not BioVS. And it's his brand, so he came up with a name. But
never pick a name that's bad to hard to pronounce, David. You should have learned that. You should have learned that all the years ago.
Look, I am competitive. I'm even competitive with Hillard. It's just in me, and I get that from my dad. If you play golf, which we did, I hated it as a kid, but I got into it, and I play tennis. I cry when I lose. I cried a couple of years ago in front of my kids. I lost a game of tennis. I'm very competitive, and it's sometimes it's a dangerous thing, because it's if you lose, the hurt is so bad. You're so fearful of losing that the win, you know, the winning is great, but the losing is hard. But I am very competitive. But I get that again. I'm a middle child. I was always competitive, but not. I didn't have that competitiveness in school. I got that in beauties. I got it in business, and now even now I thought it had gone out of me when I sold the business in 2 years ago. But it's back. It's back like I've never seen it. It doesn't go away. I had thought it had gone away, but it was part of the thing I am, and I have loads of enemies out here. But I'm dying to get back to tennis next Monday week, or golf, or whatever sport. I love sport. So you have to be competitive in business. You have to want to win, and then you have to try, if you can, to celebrate the wins, because it's difficult out there, you know.
And what about the next chapter then in BFS, David? What's the thinking there? You know, do you still have the same energy you had 20 years ago?
It's frightening how much it's taken off. But I left next month 2 years ago. I sold Jab Republic, but I still work for them, so I'm an ambassador, and I'm not very ambassadorial, but I love the brand. I love the people, the Spanish company who bought it off, and the same team are there. So I hooked up with Hillard Lombard. We were in a Swiss innovation day in the banking thing. Actually, it was a brilliant thing that we were looking at AI, robots, plant-based meat. And I just liked the guy, and we were the underbidders. We hooked up and with another guy called Ken. Without Ken, and I was going to go to this thing in Switzerland. And I met, it's the Irish way, you just meet people. And I'm out there, though, because I'm pushing. I wasn't happy with investing in other businesses, which I did too. And they're brilliant businesses, but it just wasn't for me. And he created it with Ken. And then myself and Hillard have taken it to the next stage, because the crossroads were, you fund it and go big and incorporate it as a fund, or do you try and do a private? So in the last nine months, we've bought into two businesses, Novo and Offbeat. We're doing a huge fundraise at the moment with all these high net worth guys and ISIF and the banks. And my competitiveness and my energy levels. Now, I have my wife, Claude, is not 100% keen on the level of hours, but I'm back working. Like, I was working last night, I'm back working as hard as I've ever done. And I'm enjoying it, though. It's a different level, because I don't have the financial strain on me. And that smothers you, you know. So I'm back as hard as I've ever worked. Yeah. But I'm enjoying Hillard, and enjoying, because we're building a team with brilliant advisors. I'm actually enjoying being back out trying to, it's kind of selling BFS what it is, but like, it's got very big, very fast. And it could be, at the end of this year, we could have 60 to 80 million turnover with a couple of hundred people, and we're buying into these businesses. We're not buying them out, we're buying into founders, like I was. And these people, in Novo's case and Offbeat and the next one, they're three couples, which, you know, they're guardians of their own brands. They care for their brands, and they're indigenous. They're brilliant, the best brands you could get involved in, and we're trying to support them in every way possible.
Yeah. But no, it sounds very exciting. And again, it's in the food space, one that you know well. Finally, something about you I didn't know that I discovered this morning. I hear you've got a new tattoo that I haven't seen. Tell me about that.
you're going to have me shot. Actually, it's part of, it's part of my, I hit 50, and I'm 52 now. And I wanted a tattoo to stay relevant to the kids. And I'm going to get killed for this, because my wife hates it. She hates it so much. She found two people who would get taken off. And it says in Japanese, never give up. But it's too big. And I was afraid of the needles and the place and everything. And I didn't look at the size of it. And it's going to be there forever. But it is just saying, I'm trying to say to the kids, never give up. You've got to fight like hell. And that's, I blame John McKiernan, and you brought my dad. I didn't know what you were going to ask me to do this morning, but that, you know, it's a nod to him, and it's a nod to my family, and a nod to everybody who's helped me get to where we are.
Well, listen, it's a great pleasure as always to talk to you, David. Again, I know you a long time, and you know, you won't be able to forget Never Give Up, because you just have to look down at your right shoulder now to remind yourself, because it's there in black ink. So great to talk to you. And we wish you well with BFS, BFS even, and every success with that. And thanks for joining us this morning.